Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Salt spreaders are out, plows are out, and the snow is coming down in the Northeast. The biggest snowstorm in 2 years hitting the I-95 corridor this morning. New York City could get 8 inches of snow, Boston up to a foot. Reaction continuing to come in to Donald Trump's threat to abandon NATO if he's reelected.
Alle für ein, einer für alle.
Speaking in Berlin, Chancellor Scholz says NATO's promise of protection is unrestricted. All for one and one for all. And he characterizes any talk of some countries not paying their fair share irresponsible and dangerous. He also promises Germany will hit the 2% of GDP mark on defense this year in line with NATO guidelines. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Senate voting now on a standalone funding bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. House Speaker Mike Johnson, however, critical of the aid package in the House. The House also planning a do-over today of the impeachment vote for Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. This is ABC News. New warnings about scams and QR codes, those digital codes many of us scan with our phones to do things like pay a parking meter, get a restaurant menu. Now officials say crooks are trying to take advantage.
Erica Pender of Atlanta noticed something was unusual in her local parking garage when she went to pay using a QR code on the parking meter.
I could see like it wasn't really a part of like the fancy signs they have out there, and then I was able to just peel it right off.
Turns out the fake QR code was actually a sticker placed on top of the real one. More scammers across the country are trying to trick parking garage customers into transferring them money. The FBI says thieves will also use QR codes to steal other important personal information.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert again. Some advice from experts. Make sure you're at the correct site after using the code before putting in any information. And a huge drug bust in Colombia. More than 5 tons of cocaine, all of it headed to the U.S., found in a single home. The drugs worth about $150 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank's Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former State Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current State Senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old. The boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win, this time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets in five-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned that they're now ranked fifth in the nation. They are looking for their eighth win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a four-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard:
as I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just keep good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind, not terribly strong, out of the north at just 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer, 42. Could see some rain and then some light snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday morning, some light snow early, then clearing, 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Who's a good one?
Todd, I don't know what you did, but I don't like it. Neither one of us like it.
What's that?
We're like big and bold, and we look right in there. We're like staring right at
it. I didn't do anything this morning.
Okay. Yeah. Can you reduce us?
Yeah. It is.
It's disconcerting.
It is. It's a little early for that.
But I vow I will never eat again.
We look like Starsky. What was that? Starsky and Hutch, they're always so close.
Two really old Starsky and Hutch guys.
No, I'm just saying how close we are. So
yeah,
Todd, get rid of that picture.
That was a great TV show, by the way.
Loved it.
Yes, it was great. Todd, welcome back. We missed you. You were gone for 5 days. Five.
Well, good time. Three shows, right?
Yeah. The weekend, we talked about you.
It's always tough for me because it takes me a couple of days to shut down.
Yeah.
So I actually worked like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I had some stuff I had to do. Finally shut down on Sunday and said, man, I'm done with this. And then yesterday I'm like, I don't want to go back.
right.
You start
right.
Getting used to it, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the
sleeping
truth?
In.
Yeah. Because you're an hour away, right? Every day?
Yep.
Pretty much?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, Jim, what's that paperwork you got there?
What is that?
No, what is that, Jim? What's official? What's that?
Press Gazette.
What county is that from?
Wait a minute. Did something finally happen with that?
Yes.
Okay.
The pretrial.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
When Donna found out about this?
Maybe when the paper came, when that sheet of paper showed up?
Last night.
Jim.
This happened in December.
Yeah. Johnny and I went to the Civic Media Christmas party and an incident on the way home. So I pleaded not guilty. And March 4th is when I go for my pretrial. So anyway, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. We'll bring it up again. I promise. I'll never bring it up again.
I was just reading it.
How much would it be? And again, it's speeding. It's not like anything.
It's not the fine that bothers me. It's the points.
How many? Three?
Four.
Four?
Oh. I got to be careful because I'm kind of
already dangling?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And I don't want to have to get that, what do they call that, a permit where you can go to work and back. I don't want to do all that again. I mean,
You've got that many points?
You could, whatever. John, it's like, okay, so it's not me. It's the system.
Oh, my God.
It's the system, John.
Oh, my Lord.
First of all.
Okay.
Okay. Roads. How much do we spend on roads here? It's not like other countries. We spend a gazillion dollars on roads. Our cars are made to go 160, right? Isn't that what your speedometer is?
Not my car. No.
But it's right on there. It's 160.
No, it's not.
It is too.
I'll bet you it doesn't say 160 on my thermometer. My speedometer.
You'd have to use your like that.
I got a problem.
Probably 140.
Maybe. I think 120.
That's an old car.
Well, yeah.
But, and then why is the speed limit 55? Why, you're just underutilizing a piece of equipment.
Okay.
And it's safe. What's safe? I mean, there was nobody else on the road. Well.
See, that's the guy you blew past?
That's true. Wow. Anyway, I don't want to talk about me anymore.
This good. Is, okay. No.
I mean, but hey, I just.
Todd, can you please make that smaller? I really I don't like we, looking we're at looking a big right picture at each of other. Myself here. Work on that, please. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to deal with this as life goes on.
Okay. There you go.
So, and you called me, well, I called you yesterday because I just, for our listeners, I did bring some chili that I made
yes.
for you, and you got to maybe spice it up a little bit, but, so yesterday, Todd, I called, I said, John, I got some chili. Yeah, he goes, I don't like tomatoes. So I'm sitting there last night with the tweezers picking out all the tomatoes for him, but. So
I didn't say it that way. I wasn't like whining.
Todd, go to the tape. anyway. So I called you at about 3:30, 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And I'm like, hey, look, you know, I had a question on a guest that's coming in this week. And then I said, look, you want me to drop off some chili? He knows that I teach, right? And I teach from 5:30 to 8:30 every Monday night. So at 5:29, he calls. I'm standing in front of my class, all ready to go. Got my, you know, the board up and everything. And where's my chili? I thought it was something about the guest that I had asked about.
Well, I thought
it was
maybe,
important.
Well, I was wondering if you had dropped it off here, and it was like, you know, time to eat. And it's like, well, should I go down and see if the chili's there? Did you drop it off? That's all I was
okay. Well, whatever.
Looking for.
All right, you have it today. Now, you can't have meat tomorrow, so you got to eat it today.
I'm also going by 2 quarts of gumbo today.
Seafood gumbo.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can have that tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
oh, I'm going to eat that all week.
Yes.
I mean, all that stuff all week.
Yeah.
I'm on a new soup diet.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Okay, Todd, you weren't here yesterday. I rearranged, kind of cleaned up my refrigerator. I have a salad shelf, and what's on that shelf is everything for salad. So I cut up, like, celery and carrots, and I like cheese, so I cut up some, like, little squares of cheese, and then I have, obviously, salad, peppers, and I can make salads, so I can only access that shelf when I open the refrigerator.
Wow, that's... Good. You're training yourself, aren't you?
It starts tomorrow.
You know what I did? That's so gross.
It starts tomorrow. Famous last words. Yeah.
I got to tell you. So I've tried making my own. I've told you I've tried and failed pretty miserably recently trying to make my own soup, right?
Yeah.
I've told you those stories.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I make that one. I got the big, you know, the big pan. You know, you got the big pan. And it was that broccoli, cheesy broccoli. And then I included a whole bunch of other things I bought from the store and mixed it all up.
From the dollar store.
Yeah. And anyway, so it wasn't thick enough. Okay.
Okay.
So I put in some cornstarch. I think it's cornstarch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That can work
to make it, you know, real thick. Then it made it really rich and really, I didn't like it. So anyway, but here's the problem.
What were you? Okay. So this is just cheese and broccoli soup.
Yes.
Why would the cheese make it thick?
I must not have put enough in, but then it did. Then it all coagulated. Okay. So I put the thing, I couldn't even get it off. It's so caked in there.
Oh,
so I put it in my dishwasher thinking that'll take care of it. Okay. Okay. I'm walking by my dishwasher and it's like, what smells?
Oh, jeez. John, you got to.
So I opened the thing up. It was all mold.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to throw away the pan.
Oh, yeah.
I had to throw away my big soup bucket cook in.
You left the cheese and everything. You didn't rinse it, wash it before you put it in the dishwasher. So it just started to grow.
I tried to, but I couldn't get it out. It was cooked in there. It was baked in there. The cheese and everything had baked in there so hard. But I thought the dishwasher would take it out. It didn't.
Wow.
You want me to make you some soup?
No. Wow. So yeah. Why didn't you turn the dishwasher on, though?
I did.
No.
I did. It still didn't take it out.
It still grew intelligent life.
Yes.
How long was it in there?
Right.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No. About a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, jeez. A week. You use your dishwasher. Don't you use it every day?
No.
Set it at night. Wake up in the morning. Unstack the dishwasher.
No. I never. You know what? I could not leave a house or any place if I had something going. I don't like that. I don't like thinking about walking out with a dishwasher on. Or I always assume I'm going to come back and it's going to be flooded out and everything like that. And call Midwest Restoration.
920 Midwest.
I know, right? I have that, don't you? Like, I would never even leave, like, the clothes dryer on and walk out of a house.
Nope.
Really? You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
But what if something happens? I mean, something could happen.
Well,
I don't think you're supposed to do that, Jim.
It's only been 30 years. But okay.
Well, I'm just saying, though. But I mean,
I would.
I think they would recommend. I think the guys at Midwest would recommend if you've got a dishwasher going or something like that, you shouldn't leave home. You should stay there.
Well, yeah, they're probably going to say that, but I don't know.
What about you, Todd?
Those are pretty safe instruments.
But what if the hose breaks?
Yeah. I don't know. Dryer really scares me.
Yep. I don't even like to do it at night when I'm sleeping.
I agree. I totally agree. See, we don't live on the edge like you, Jim.
Yeah.
Look at that speeding ticket. That'll tell you everything right there.
Wow. Does it say how fast you're going? Does it say what they nail you for?
The defendant shall contact the city.
The defendant. Mine on the defendant here
today.
Oh, but
get this, Johnny. Failure to make contact at the specific time. So they have a time on here and a date. Will result in a default judgment against the defendant. And no, okay. It doesn't say.
All right.
It doesn't say how much it is. Or I just remember reading something about four points, and I'm like, I can't do that. Well, so right. Anyway.
How's your insurance?
It's the same. They don't know anything yet unless you rat me out.
How do they know? Do they get notified?
I think before they renew, don't they go to your
they can go to your record, driving record.
Yeah, it's
I think. I don't know.
But anyway, I need to get that resolved, so I will do that. All right. But it was a fun Christmas party. But it really wasn't.
You gotta admit that's the one fault I don't have is I don't drive fast. You drive a lot faster than I do. I'm a slow driver, actually.
I was just going to say that.
You've noticed that, too, huh?
The speed, yes, you do. You drive slow.
I know.
But that's good. You're probably taking life in and looking at stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Right. Yeah, okay.
Just always got to watch out for the other person. That's the thing that's scary.
Absolutely.
Well, but nobody...
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say there's nobody else on the road, but there was one other car.
Well,
on the
there
road.
Was.
One. Yeah. Actually, two, because the cop was there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
and then the other time we got pulled over, same night.
10 minutes later.
there was nobody else on the road.
No.
You got to admit, Johnny.
It was just that guy chasing you. That's right. All that was on the road.
There was nobody else on the road.
Flashing lights.
Yes.
Right. And I was like, I can't believe this.
Yep.
Anyway.
I couldn't either, believe me.
I do want to say, though, just before we move on, I'm a safe driver, like in terms of accidents. I never get in accidents, but I still want to argue that I think the speed limit, like, have you been on the Autobahn, Germany?
Yes.
No speed, right? No speed limit. Get on there, nice and wide, six lanes, and you just go, and people are like, I don't know, they have accidents on the Autobahn. They probably do, but probably from people like you driving too slow.
Okay. Yeah, blame me. Yeah, I think that's it. Blame me. Yes.
I think we should have, like, right, isn't North Dakota where it's like...
Montana, I think.
Montana.
Montana.
It's like... Is it... They must have a speed... But if you go over, it's like $5 or $10 a point. Like,
I don't know.
And I would risk that $50.
Well, I think I think in Montana and some of those places, you can just cruise, can't you?
Those roads are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, what we spent on the interstate system here, which was money very well spent, I'll take, you know, I will take a good highway, good road over high-speed rail any day. Yeah. So,
are we ever going to get that train to Chicago? I think that'd be fun. Is that going to happen? What? No, it's not? Welcome
back. What? What's your plan this for?
Because I'm back.
He's back.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Todd,
that makes sense.
Todd, no. I will pay you if you get this out of our face.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do anything about that right now.
Oh, my goodness. We're looking at each other.
You look great.
It's too close. Oh, my God.
It's like
we look terrible.
Joe Buck and Troy.
I like
Aikman
our little couch behind us, though.
Yeah.
Working on that. Was that for Pete at night? All right. We got some great break. Mind the American going back at this.
Yeah, where we need to. Welcome back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party.
Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Man on the Mayor, coming away from downtown Green Bay. Almost feels like a Christmas morning out there, doesn't it? A little bit of snow.
I was surprised to see that, but Brittany called it.
Yes. I can't see. Todd, we can't see the temperature because our faces are in the way.
Right. It's going to be great in a month.
Yeah.
Nice and thin.
Well, I know, right? Yeah. How's that working out? How's your workout thing going?
Yeah.
Where's your trainer again? You can bring him back in today?
Or? Todd, did you know that yesterday Spencer was on?
Yeah. Your trainer.
Yeah, he booked it. Oh, there you go. Okay.
There you go. There you go.
My personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, Todd.
Okay. Well, wait.
Thank you.
Get Johnny in there a little bit.
No, I don't even want to be in. I don't want to see myself.
Wait.
Okay.
Ooh, that's pretty small.
All right.
No.
Where can you get some good jambalaya today? Used to go to the Blue Opus, but is that now closed? What's the Blue Opus? I've never heard of that.
Is it on Bellevue. Blue Opus. Was a great jazz place.
Okay.
And you know who kind of was...
Where was that? The Blue Opus. I've never heard of that place.
On like where KI is on Bellevue, that street. Yo, down from our competitor. Just you keep going straight.
Down on what street?
Bellevue. Like if you take Mason to Bellevue, take a right.
Okay.
Or you... It's by Duke Wright's place.
Okay.
It's right next door. Not right next door, but...
Okay.
It is closed.
I'm trying to find where...
Blue Opus was a great place for jazz. I don't know about the jambalaya. Johnny, with all those places that supported Super Bowl...
Yes.
There's got to be a place that has...
Oh, I'm getting my gumbo today.
Where?
from the lady that came in the other day.
Super Day. Super Day.
Super Day.
Yep.
That's the name of the restaurant.
Yes. Super Day.
Where's it at?
It's in that, was it the Revolution building it's called, Todd?
Yep, Revolution Public Market on Holmgren Way.
Jim. Sit. Come on, Jim.
Revolution. Where's Revolution Way?
Home.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm going to buy 2 quarts of gumbo. You want one? I'm going to give you one of the quarts?
No.
And I'm buying a big muffaletta, bigger than my head.
What is that?
Muffaletta. Sandwich. It's a Cuban sandwich. What is it? Southern sandwich, Todd?
Oh, Cuban sandwich.
New Orleans sandwich?
I think so.
Yeah. You never had a muffaletta? Fantastic.
Cuban sandwiches. There's a place in Atlanta where this guy's got unbelievable Cuban sandwiches. And people just stand in line, and that's all he has, which is really smart. And then you got to go to the cooler.
We got to own something like that. One thing.
Up in Nagani.
Yes. What do you think?
Weed.
Por favor.
Jeez.
Por favor. Adios, muchachos.
I don't know
where you get this. I don't know who you've become. I don't smoke.
I don't know who you are.
Today, by the way, is National World Radio Day. I didn't know Radio had a day.
Nice.
It is.
Todd, did you know Radio had a day?
I did.
I did not.
Yep.
National Cheddar Day. Pancake Day. Birthdays. Peter Gabriel is 74. Randy Moss is 47. You know, has anybody ever, when I was at a little restaurant up in Menominee over the weekend, having a breakfast, and when they offer you toast or pancakes, does anybody take the toast? Doesn't everybody take the pancake? You take the toast?
I do.
I would think that it's almost like you're stealing by getting pancakes, because you could order pancakes and pay, $8 or whatever, or you get them for free.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
You got to take the pancakes every time.
I don't think that's an option very often.
It's an option.
Maybe that place you went to, but I don't.
It's an option all over the place. Perkins.
No. It'd be no, it's yes.
Sure they do.
It is.
IHOP, you bet.
Pancake place? Any of these places.
I can see the pancake place, but really?
Yeah.
I would think.
If you go to Perkins, you order, hey, I'm going to have some scrambled eggs and some sausage and some hash browns. And then they said, would you rather toast or pancakes?
I never knew that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Got a thing here that says, I know Marquette has a good Cajun place, but a little too far. What's that? I didn't know Marquette had a Cajun place. I'd love to try it. I bet you right now, is anybody going to Perkins today? Find out if you can get pancakes instead of toast.
With no upcharge.
With no upcharge.
Yeah, that would be the key.
No upcharge.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't really eat a lot of that stuff, but I don't really like pancakes. How can you not like
pancakes? It's impossible to not like pancakes. What's there to not like about a pancake?
I would take the toast. I mean, I'm with Todd. I don't know if I would.
It's a little much.
Really?
For me.
And then don't you take the toast and like dip it in your egg yolk?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't do that with a pancake.
Yeah,
and
you do.
Don't you take?
I use a pancake for it. I bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick poll on this one. If you're at a restaurant, you're having breakfast at a restaurant, and they say, would you like toast or pancakes? What do you take?
And you can only
take
pick one.
You can only pick one. One of the two.
No.
Toast or pancakes? Take the pancakes. Every time. 90%. I win this 90%.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Oh, you're already down 2-1.
Todd doesn't count.
Studio.
Todd doesn't count.
That's true.
Todd, you don't count today. got this. A Cajun Creole eatery. How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
L-A-G-N-I-A-P.
Lagnappi?
Lagnappi. That's an eatery in Marquette. Was that
Must be, yeah.
Okay.
I'm huge. You know what? I could eat Cajun food all the time.
Now, John, this is all going to work the stars are going to line up for you because you know where the Super Bowl is next year. Not to talk about 360 days away, but right?
New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah. We're going.
And the Packers are going.
We're going.
And if the Packers go, we'll go.
We're going no matter what.
Yeah, that's a great city.
We're doing Bourbon Town, you and me, all night long.
Bourbon Street. Yes. Yeah. I'm in. Okay. Right. Anyway,
See, Vegas doesn't do it for me. I know you like Vegas. I'm not a Vegas guy. We got, polls are just starting. I mean, toast 90%, right. Pancakes 10.
Just starting.
That's just starting.
We're into 626 already.
Yeah, we're just getting warmed up.
Yeah. There's a lot of great cities in the United States, but I would take, and we talked about this a long time ago, but I would take New Orleans over for a Super Bowl. No place better than New Orleans.
I agree. Can't argue that at all.
But
we're going next year. We're going to the Super Bowl.
If the Packers go.
If the Packers go.
I'm not going to spend. Do you see those ticket prices, Johnny?
Yeah, I know.
You know, when we went in Dallas, I think we paid $1,300 or $1,200. They're like $8,000.
Yeah, I know. It's mind-boggling.
But again, with the way this show is going, the revenues we're bringing in, I'm sure Sage.
Absolutely. No question. So, got this one. Pancakes. Five never had the option. How have you not had the option?
Okay, that's
Who hasn't
what I've
had the option.
I'm kind of with this guy, or lady. I'm kind of with them. I don't hear that a lot.
It was Cowboy Dave who said he's never had the option.
Okay, I don't hear that a lot, John.
I just got breakfast the other day from IHOP.
And
would you like toast or pancakes with
Thank
that?
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. And what'd you take?
Toast.
The toast guy.
All right.
Whole wheat. Sourdough.
All right. No, I'm just.
You know, I tell you what. Okay, this is where I eat breakfast. Like, not a lot, but for sure once or twice a month at Bay Family Restaurant.
Oh, I love it. Can't beat it.
I love
it.
And I order like an omelet. Right. She's never said toast or pancakes to me.
What do you get? Just automatic toast?
Yeah, she'll ask me what kind of toast I want.
Yeah.
And I'll get it's just, you know, what kind of toast would you like? That's what she says, or he says.
Okay, at Perkins, you get your choice. I'll just say that. Perkins, you get your choice. You get your choice.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Right.
I think
can you call Perkins?
Dad used to take you. I don't think that's a thing today.
You know where we used to go for breakfast when we'd come to Green Bay? Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Big Boy used to have breakfast. That was great, man. Loved it. Loved the Big Boy.
A friend of mine.
Do they still have Big Boys anyplace?
There's a couple. I think there's one in Wisconsin yet.
Is there really? Yeah. Loved it. That was like such a treat to go to Big Boy. Wow.
But I don't know.
Because they had the first Big Burger where they had like, it was almost like a Big Mac type thing. That was the first one that was different than a regular burger.
But don't you think that's kind of goes against the grain Big Boy, guy with the suspenders on? And you know what I mean? Like, is that a good marketing thing? I don't know.
Seemed like it worked out right for them.
I don't know. I think maybe times have changed. But anyway, yes, Big Boy, that was a staple. Manitowoc had a good Big Boy. Where we would go.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that was the first.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The application period is officially open for the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. The state has designated $150 million towards improving Wisconsin's crumbling rural infrastructure. And while you may first think it's about improving roads because of big harvest equipment or spring planting equipment, in reality, it's the day-to-day wear of Wisconsin agribusiness that takes its toll. Rebecca Sweeney is the Senior Director of Programs and Policy at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
It really boggles the mind, right? It's 88 million pounds of milk move over Wisconsin roadways every single day. And then on top of that, the finished product coming out of our plants adds to the loads, right? So we are putting effort into moving milk in and out of plants, and we are also putting some strain on those rural roads. So they need to be strengthened, they need improvement, and we're thrilled to see that possible due to this new Ag Roads Improvement Program.
Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Now, to be eligible for a grant under the program, a route or structure must have been posted for weight for at least 1 month in the previous year, be maintained by a local government, and provide access to agricultural lands or facilities. You can find the application process available on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website, also the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The first round of applications will close on April 1st.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The 35 Under 35 program is a great way to recognize young farmers and ag professionals for all the hard work that they do on sustainability. Through this program, I've really gotten to see a lot of different perspectives on how everybody defines sustainability differently. You're really going to have a great network of people to lean on in the future if you have any questions or any issues that may arise.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And Wisconsin farmers giving you a chance to eat all of your veggies. Last year, according to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, Wisconsin farmers harvested more than 51,000 acres of snap beans, putting us in the number one spot in the nation. There's food news for you on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 34 this afternoon. The wind not terribly strong out of the north at just 5 to 10. Tonight partly cloudy 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy and warmer 42. Could see some rain and then some light snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday morning some light snow early then clearing 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. 32 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. So far, see here, toast 90% to 5%. Never had the option, the other 5%. Okay, Todd, did you call Perkins?
I sure did. Dawn answered the phone.
Hi, Dawn.
And Dawn said, I said, we order breakfast. Do we get an option of toast or pancakes? She said, you get a choice of toast, pancakes, or a muffin.
There you go.
Wow. Okay.
Hmm. Am I vindicated?
Well, no, because it's still...
What do you mean, no?
Perkins does it. I that wasn't the bet. The bet was like, most of all, the bet was, do people take toast or pancakes? I was surprised they offer it. I didn't know that. I got to be honest with you. I did not know that.
Did she say which one generally they go, which way they generally go?
I didn't ask that.
Okay.
All right. But hey, today, though, I mean, you listed all this... But today,
by the way, today at 7 o'clock, we got a fun guest coming up. The vice president of Whammy, Ron Brooks. Whammy thing's going to be fun, isn't it?
It's going to be big. The Whammy Awards. What is it? What does Whammy stand for? Wisconsin
Artists Musical Industry.
That's not bad. It is. That is the subject matter. It's Music Industry Awards in Wisconsin. Yeah. So maybe you're right.
Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Ah! Wisconsin Area.
Pretty close.
Okay. So the Wisconsin Area, Green Bay, totally fits into that. And they are holding the awards ceremony here at a place on Holmgren. Or
where?
Okay. Where is it? No, they're at...
Where is it located?
Are very excited about that because we love music. And we have Todd, you talked
about... Tony Cannadale Drive? Reggie White Way?
No.
Holcomb?
Very close. Yes, that's where it is. That's very close. But that's great. I can't wait to get this guy on because Johnny and I, along with Civic Media and a lot of our friends, are going to not only honor and make a big deal about this ceremony, we want to start a Wisconsin Museum of Talented artists.
I agree.
And who's the first one that's going to be in there?
I don't know. Oh, Liberace? Well, that's right. I've read one.
Liberace.
You got this thing about Liberace.
I know everybody says Wayne Newton is Mr. Entertainer, but didn't Liberace have a, what was he called?
Liberace?
Showman? No.
I don't know.
Liberace.
He's just always been he's been Liberace, that's all.
No, they.
Liberace's Liberace. But he's one of those guys that he transcends, you know, like, because he was so flamboyant that he was, you know, he transcended. He wasn't just whether or not you liked his piano playing. He was a show in himself.
He was a showman. That's what I'm saying.
With what he did. Yeah.
I thought he was called something else besides Liberace. I thought, like, Wayne Newton, right? But anyway.
What was Wayne Newton called?
Well, Mr. Las Vegas?
Was he?
Well, he was interviewed in the Super Bowl like 10 times. Uh-huh. I've seen Wayne Newton. Have you seen Wayne Newton?
He's had a little bit of work done. You know what I'm saying?
But he,
a little bit.
How
does he close his eyes?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. I think he sleeps there all night long with his eyes open. Because I think it's a little, the skin's a little too tight to close them.
Yeah. Anyway, he's got some label that his name's not even in it.
Okay.
Just Mr. Las Vegas, right? Or is it Mr. Entertainer?
Mr. Showmanship.
Is who?
Is Liberace.
Right. Mr. Okay. Showmanship. So that was his tag.
Okay.
But Wayne Newton.
Didn't have a tag.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I don't think they even call
him Wayne Newton anymore.
What do they call him?
They put him on the marquee. They don't say Wayne Newton's singing here tonight or performing here tonight.
The man who never closes his eyes.
So they've got a couple of them. Mr. Midnight Idol.
No.
Never heard of it.
Mr. Las Vegas.
See?
Mr. Entertainment. Huh.
So Mr. Las Vegas, and he's been there since he was 15, and he's got to be, how old is he, 75?
I remember when he was like about 16, he did a guest appearance on I Love Lucy.
Yeah,
Did you know that? Do you remember that?
No.
He appeared on I Love Lucy, I want to say about 1963, 1962.
Right.
Todd, can you look that up, please?
But he, not had he had enemies, because his show was great in Vegas. Just, it was a great, great show, and he worked so hard up there. And for him to do, I don't know, a gazillion shows. But he had a little, he had some issues, because he was not Liberace, but he was had some characteristics. I think Johnny Carson made fun of him one time, and he was
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was him.
What, you just flipped the bird on national radio.
I was saying, you're saying, well, what was the issue between those two? And I'm like, Wayne Newton did.
I didn't know this.
I was trying to explain it
Does
to you.
Does he dye his hair at all?
Wayne Newton, well, he's, it could be just that jet black hair.
All right.
But he's great. I mean, yeah. He's a great, great entertainer. Yeah, I don't, this is my favorite Wayne Newton song, but anyway.
And it's your favorite?
No, it's not.
Well, seems like it would be. I can see you sitting in the, one of those little tables, got the little candle there. Got the guy smoking.
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I can see a couple of showgirls all over the place. I know what you do at those conventions.
Question is,
you'd be like, this isn't my favorite song.
Play something else. Play something else.
He's great.
I love Wade Newton. So, I love Wade Newton. Yeah, how many times have you been to Vegas to see shows? I've never seen a show in Vegas.
Oh, my God. A lot. I saw Frank Sinatra twice in one
Did
night.
You really?
In one night.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I took some people there, and then I went back and took another group of people. Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you meet him?
Nope. Okay. No. Siegfried and Roy, I've seen just a lot of shows, comedians. I like, you know, if they work hard, I like watching them, you know? And some of those people, some of the, like Diana Ross, I thought was pretty lame.
Really?
Yeah, 35 minutes or something like that. That's, yeah. I mean, come on. You spend that kind of money, you want to see at least an hour show.
All right.
But Vegas, like you said, the Super Bowl being there, there's so much to do with the Super Bowl. You don't need the Strip to go to that. But it was nice for people who were out there to take
Is there
the
like
show.
A downtown Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole separate downtown?
Fremont Street.
So I've never seen any. Oh, I've been to Fremont Street. That's the old Strip. But I mean, that's downtown.
That's old Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you said you've never been to Vegas.
I've been to Vegas. I've never been to a show in Vegas.
Oh.
That's all I've done was gambled. Never been to a show.
That's why you haven't been back.
Well, that's the thing, though. You know what? It's so complicated now in gambling, even. With, like, if you bet on sports, with sports books, where's the, you know, there's so many different ways they break it down. It's not just like the point spread's 10 and you take the over or you take the under. They really break it down now the way it is.
My experience in placing bets, they are super nice. They explain. Did you get that?
No, I always got the jerks.
Oh, no, they're like, no, this is.
Really?
So okay. If you bet this, you know, my experience in betting, well, maybe because you go in there with $2 and I go in with a little bit more.
That is true. Well, you saw me at the casino for the Kentucky Derby that time. Yeah.
Anyway.
What's the most you've ever won on a bet? Like on a wager? I mean, did you win big on a Derby at all? Hit a long shot?
No. Did you go to that? Todd, have you lived in Oshkosh for a long time or in this area of the country?
Yeah.
Did you go to the dog track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never won.
No, I never went, but yeah.
I've been there. I used to go in Kaukauna.
Right.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
But
it's hard to win.
It's hard to win because there's no jockey, right? And
yeah.
You kind of bet on the jockey a little bit. This guy's won, this guy did this and that. But dogs, you just kind of bet on them. number 7. Yeah, 7 looks good. He looks fast.
Don't they say the one that does his business?
At last.
Right. Exactly.
Right, the ones who.
I used to. That didn't last very long, huh?
No, with that guy who kind of ran it, wasn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, I remember I went to, when I got hurt at Wisconsin Dells, and I couldn't go into the rides anymore. I went to dog track down there. That was a lot of fun.
Is it still there?
No. Dells? They're all closed.
Oh.
Aren't they? I think so. I think they're all closed.
But.
That's the time I tore up my knee in the Lazy River. Remember I told you that? Yeah. Fell over the Lazy River on the inner tube and cut my leg up.
You know, how does that happen?
Right.
I mean, the waters are obviously it's Lazy River. They're not like they're rushing.
I would not. It's very slow. It's very slow. And it's only what, 4 feet, 3 feet deep, 4 feet, maybe.
My daughter was behind me. Okay. In her tube. And she said something. I leaned back like to say something to her. And my inner tube shot up. It propelled me. And
you flipped over.
I flipped over.
Right.
Did a complete flip type thing. With my knee coming down and scraping the wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was bleeding in the water type thing, and they got me out of there.
Oh, I'm sure they love that.
They loved it. Two kids had to come in and pull me out. Yeah.
Closed down the ride.
Only me at Lazy River do I get hurt and cause a problem. Yes, but that did happen.
Yeah, the Lazy, well, I don't know, I shouldn't say this.
Okay. I'm not a big ride person. I've never been on Zip and Pippin. Oh, I might be the only person that's never been on Zip and Pippin.
I know. But did you take the kids to Great America?
Yeah. They went on them. I didn't go. I'm not a big rides guy.
You didn't go on that American Eagle?
Is that the roller coaster?
Well, they have a number of
I went on
courses.
The log roll or whatever.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. You get
wet. That's fun. You get wet.
I've never been on a big Ferris wheel.
Batman. There's some awesome.
Never been on any of those. You a rides guy?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
You, Todd?
I was.
Were you really?
Yeah. And then I went on a ride at Wisconsin Dells about 4 years ago, and my body said, you're not doing this anymore.
Really?
You know what? You should stretch or do. I mean, we're a lot older than you, but those rides, yeah, I can see the Dells. Was it a water ride?
No, it was actually a little roller coaster, but it was just enough to shake me up. I'm like, my joints are back.
What's that
my
one?
Neck.
Isn't there one in Las Vegas where they drop you like 20 stories or something?
I got a picture of me. That's on top of New York. You been on that roller coaster, you guys?
Mm-mm.
But don't they drop you like crazy? I thought there's some other thing in Las Vegas.
No, that's a different event where they drop you. Though the roller coaster, though, on top of New York goes upside down a couple times.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool.
Have you ever bungee jumped?
No.
You, Todd?
I don't think.
No.
I'm not sure I would do that.
I wouldn't. I definitely would. My luck would be, it would snap.
Right.
There's not even a question. There's not even a question. Hey, did you hear about the bungee jumping getting together ahead?
What happened? That was Mino?
Yeah, it snapped. Mino snapped on him.
Really?
Really? No,
he talked about that. He was worried about that.
You know, said it.
What a way to go.
Yeah. 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 Got this one. We went to Lazy River and got to go down once. Then the park closed because of the chlorine leak. Oh, wow.
Well, that's better than a blood leak.
They might have done that to, like, take care of my issues there. Then another. Oh, you know, another time I had to have people help me. You ever go, you go down those really big slides?
At Dells?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Supposed to keep your legs together at the bottom.
Yes.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I was on my hands and knees. And one of the kids had to come over and, like, I like leaned on his shoulder, took me over to a fence. And I like leaned over the fence for a while, trying to catch my breath. Yeah.
You are part of the safety video that everybody in Wisconsin Dells
exactly.
has to watch.
Now, here's what not to do, people. See how this portly gentleman, has his legs open going down. Don't do that. Don't do that.
But I, and portly too. That Lazy River, you got it. Yeah, I want to be nice about this, but.
Yes, please do.
There's probably an extra ton in that river that shouldn't be there.
What do you mean?
I think people are kind of big in that
river.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all Wisconsin people.
Oh, yeah.
That we go there in, you know, February, March when our kids are little.
Yeah.
We can't afford Disney World.
So what are you saying?
I don't know. I just.
Is a lot of water displacement?
That's why the water would be 5 feet. Oh. It's supposed to be 4. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you what.
That is a great place to go. I know you took your kids there, and as did I, but. That makes them feel like they are far away.
Absolutely.
And if you can get them out for a long weekend, I mean, Chula Vista is great. They've been really good to Civic Media, but there's a lot of places down there where you can have a lot of fun.
Well, you know, Todd, you remember this. Remember at IXX when we have the Dells tickets?
Oh, yeah.
People would go insane. Insane.
You go park a van someplace out in the middle of nowhere,
and
you'd have hundreds of people coming for tickets.
Insanity, like you can't believe. And what was the one they really wanted, Todd? There was one of the places.
Noah's Ark.
They'd go insane over Noah's Ark. They'd go through them like they're, can I get that one instead? Can I get it?
Really?
It was crazy. I mean, there were times you had to have people leave because they would get so upset if they didn't get the Noah's Ark. I'm not even kidding
that
about this.
One,
you can't believe it. And then one of the things was where if they brought in food, they had to give food for the food pantry or something.
Right.
And you get a ticket, okay?
That's cool.
And I'll never forget. We used to, I mean, Todd, you know the loving name for people that show up to win every prize in the world, okay?
Yeah.
But, yep, they would show up in like a van and they have like 6 people. And one at a time would come up with like a can of beans. Honest to God. And that would be their donation. And then they would go back with their tickets and somebody else would come out.
With one can.
So. No, that happened all the time. And you knew who they were and there's nothing you could do about it.
Right.
There was nothing you could do about it. It was insane giving out the Dells tickets back in the day. Yes. But,
the Dells is, I mean, it's just you got to go there, right? And it's just a very unique piece. And their tax revenue is unbelievable because of all the retail. I mean, that's not the largest county, but I know they generate a lot of tourism and a lot of tax money. It's great, but I'll take Disney World.
You ever been to Baraboo? You ever been to the circus museum or whatever? Carnival museum?
No, I went to the circus parade. I don't think I've been to Baraboo to that.
I read a good book on that where they think there were wild monkeys living in that part of Wisconsin because of a big train wreck one time and monkeys got away. And people thought they were like Bigfoots. I'm not even kidding about this. I got the book. I'll bring it in. We're going to start a quick break back at this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Race to savings on your next project right now at Menards. Brighten your space with Sylvania TrueWave LED bulbs. TrueWave closely mimics natural sunlight and features superior dimming control, helping you see better and feel better. Right now, receive a $10 mail-in rebate when you spend $40 on TrueWave LED light bulbs at Menards. Prices good through February 18th. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back! Mano and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
It's Fat Tuesday.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras.
Absolutely.
French for Fat Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And today you...
Yes.
Let it go, man.
I'm going to.
Today's
pancakes. The day I'm going to. All right. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Midwest Restoration offers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency services for its clients and provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. Yeah, they do it.
You got it.
It's a hard word.
Yes.
Mold remediation. Wind and hail damage restoration, along with storm damage repair. Biohazard cleanup operates on a national level when there are catastrophic events such as hurricanes. Midwest Restoration also provides restoration services for property damage caused by storms and vandalism, as well as various reconstruction and general contracting services. Plus, they partner with local organizations to make a difference in our communities. Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish Foundation, local schools and communities. If you need assistance, they are the ones to call. It's simple, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They are the absolute best. Great friends of the program. They do so much for the community. It's absolutely incredible.
And I love supporting businesses. And in Midwest, I would go to them whether they supported charities or not because they're so good. But businesses where it's kind of like, well, here or there, the one who gives back.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, I'm all in on that.
How are you guys doing with the soup thing for the... The Super Bowl,
that ended
the
on Sunday.
Oh, it did end.
Yeah, okay. I don't have the numbers on it.
So that money, when I buy my gumbo today, that's and then my muffaletta, that's not going towards you guys?
No.
Okay.
That's all right.
I'll give you a couple bucks.
Okay. Yeah, no, we got another event coming up that I'll
talk
about later. But yeah, that's part of what we do. I had some students in from Denmark High School yesterday. What a great group of kids. Have you been out there? Talk to those kids?
Every Veterans Day, they have a program. They do such a good job. And Bill Denny, who's their band director, of course, in Big Mouth, I mean, he's just amazing.
He's awesome.
And their band is phenomenal. They put together a tremendous Veterans Appreciation Show, like you can't believe.
And the FFA is big out there.
Yeah,
and
huge.
They, like over 100 members.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, she said the students came to see me, but she goes, I don't know that all of them would come to this, but... They were just looking for ways to help at the community shelter. We'll cook meals. We'll make desserts. We could do that. And I showed them some other things. I gave them a tour of the place. But I said, you guys, I don't want to make any assumptions, but it looks like you grew up in pretty good families, right?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty good structure out there. I said, people here just unfortunately didn't have that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we do here for them. And, you know, just everything from bingo, karaoke, but what a great group of students. They were just, I was like, wow, I don't know that I was that good of a kid when I was in high school.
No, I don't think you were. No.
You didn't know me. Your wife knew me. You didn't know me.
I don't think you were at all.
I was just like, wow.
I don't think so. Two Rivers kid. I could see that.
Yeah. But I'm like, we got
dirt bikes.
Right.
You know.
We had dirt bikes.
Got a little bit of a grease ball.
A little bit. My Dodge Super B.
Yeah. I could see it.
I was. But these kids,
hanging out at Rudy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't put on a show. They were like, the real deal. How can we help you?
And I'm like, going down on a Shoto and sneaking a six pack. Let's be honest. Huh? Did you do that?
John, yeah. We, I'm talking about good kids at Denmark.
All right.
I guess compared to me, they were really good.
So, but what does FFA stand for? Future Farmer
of America.
Future Farmers of America.
But they don't really like that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because I think they're broadening their membership and horizon. I said, well, what does FFA stand for then? Because we just call it FFA. I said, no, we got to come up with something. So I'm working on that. I said, look, I'm a marketing major.
I'm going to take charge here.
So I'm going
to handle this.
Come up with something that works. But there, future's got to be in there because this is our future.
What?
But farmers, I think they want to broaden that word. So I said, okay. Well, let's. How about future philanthropists?
FPA.
You really did say that too, didn't you?
I did. I just wanted to make sure they're listening, yeah, Todd. I got to make sure kids are listening when I.
What's wrong with farming? Farmers are the backbone of the country. My goodness.
I bet they know that and they respect that. And that they didn't. It's me reading into if a kid has.
I so wish I would have grown up on a farm.
80 options.
I wish I was a farmer.
I think they're looking at the broader agriculture business.
Right.
You know, it's not just going out in the fields and stuff. There's so much more to it.
Maybe Future Food of America or something. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
You're the idea guy, huh?
It's 6:55, John.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay.
Notice what I haven't had yet today?
You haven't had any coffee?
Right.
How come?
So.
You kicking back a little bit?
No. I thought about doing that for Lent and going to tea, but ain't going to happen. I tried today. I'm going to get coffee at our next break.
Okay. You can't just go cold turkey and coffee.
No. I was going to try to do that, but no, that's not going to happen.
Okay. All right.
I'll think of something else. But, you know, we're into this 40 days of penance now, you guys. Starts tomorrow, so. Supposed to,
Todd?
Yeah.
Did you give up stuff when you were a kid? Did you like try to give up candy
all the time?
But then did you give? Okay, were you allowed to have Sundays as your whatever day?
You know, that is my parents kind of kept that from us. No, we kind of ran the whole thing. We didn't. We didn't have a what's that called? That day?
What is that called when you get a
cheat day?
Yeah, cheat day. But there's another term for it too.
You know,
back in the day.
But you know
what, I'd keep all my candy in a big coffee can, didn't you? And you just look at it all day long, just look at it and wait till Sunday?
I don't know if we had a can.
Is there?
I think it was a dish. Glass
is there anything that you didn't use a coffee can for?
No, right. I mean, who the hell is a coffee can? See in it if it's a coffee can.
Well, yeah, you could. You remember when you were a kid? Well, the big thing for coffee cans, two things. Number one, for picking worms and for feeding the dogs. You had to use coffee cans for those. Didn't you?
How'd you
feed your dogs?
In the house, in a dish.
Like unbelievable. We never had a dog. A dog never entered my house growing up. Not one time did a dog ever enter our house.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. I think if you take in something living, you should treat it like something living. And you said, well, our dog liked it out in the shed in the concrete floor freezing, and his water would be like ice. He'd have to lick it just to get... But, John, what you should have done, you should have done an experiment. Mom and Dad.
I could not figure out a way to keep that water from freezing. I thought of everything. I could not figure out a way to keep it from freezing.
You should listen to the dog and bring the dog in for 2 or 3 days.
You're not going to bring a beagle into the house.
And then let him outside and then let him choose what he wants to do. I think he'd be in the house.
You know how Milton really dislikes me?
Well, he just doesn't know. Yeah, I know.
He dislikes me.
Yeah.
I was getting off the elevator here yesterday, and one of our guy here, good friend of mine, he had this little idea. Dog went crazy on me. One of those little kind of like ankle biter kind of dogs.
Oh.
And the guy was like, no, hey, Muffy or whatever the hell. The name of it. It's like, oh, come on. And this dog wanted to just tear my ankles apart. What is it? Why do I have such a weird thing around dogs that dogs don't like me?
I don't think the dog's name was Muffy.
Might have been. You don't know. Were you there?
I didn't think so.
All right, when we come back, Ron Brooks, Vice President of Whammies, Wisconsin Area Music Industries, will be joining us to talk about their huge night coming up.
Be great.
Sandra Rank will be joining us with a very special guest, Tim Pollock.
Yeah.
A lot more going on here. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.